Nanny, nanny, poo, poo.
Well, even DeLoss Dodds voted for it, so I guess,
yeah, well,
I guess he really, what's he going to do?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Gee, well, this measure lost 9-1.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I guess that means that Fox Sports Southwest will have exclusive Texas high school football. Huh?
Yeah, well, they always have, or, yeah, or not always well, have, but
it'll
have
be exclusive.
For quite, yeah. Yeah. Still will.
So anyway.
Yeah.
See, so I apologize for the dead air. I was having printer issues. It's, you know, mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting when you catch yourself being annoyed at the printer because
it won't
it's
print.
Taking, well, no. No, mm-hmm. It was printing, but, I mean, it was taking upwards of 4 seconds per page.
Oh, my God. Well, let's just throw that thing out the window.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, we need a new
middle class problems.
Yeah, things have changed so much. A toddler in India has a total of 34 fingers and toes.
Oh, I saw
you. Wow.
Really?
Just saying.
So he doesn't care about a printer.
Weird.
Right?
I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, you know, you're talking about life's problems. Oh, I mean, my goodness.
Weird Asian News, which, again, one of my favorite sites now, because they always have weird stuff from Asia.
Hey, there you go.
Reported Akshak Saxena holds the official Guinness record for having more fingers and toes than anybody in the world. Experts call his condition polydactylism. The previous record holder.
If it was Kentucky, they'd call it inbreeding.
Yeah. Previous record holder. A child in China.
Kentucky's our new Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Child in China has only 31 digits. Yeah.
Poser.
Really. Exactly. So where are you going with
He's
that?
He's getting yelled at by his parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Golly.
Where in India did it say?
He could do algebra on his fingers.
Yeah. No, it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big place.
It is.
A lot of people.
Large place.
Yeah. By the way, see. Oh, so a couple of things. Bill Flores will join us this morning to talk about the vote last night. And, you know, I gave it some thought this morning, and we need to get involved in the naming of the skate park in College Station. I mean,
I pulled that audio yesterday. It's officially in the archives.
It's okay. I've got a couple of ideas this morning. I just kind of want to, you know, like priming the pump. I just want to get it going because, you know, our creative ability is not...
Fanning the flames.
Yeah,
so,
No. Our creative ability is not nearly what our listeners are. And I think if we'll just give them maybe a couple of different things to go with, then I believe they'll take the ball and run and do a fine job with that. Got a story on Fat Fish this morning.
Fat Fish.
Boy,
they've been eating too many fish?
If you've ever gotten a piece of fish fat...
Fat is pretty nasty,
That will
really.
Pretty much ruin you.
Yeah, yeah.
For a while.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be careful when you got salmon. Sometimes you'll catch a little fat on that.
See, mine was on a piece of catfish one time.
Oh.
You know, and catfish can be bad enough as it is.
I was going to say, what are you doing eating catfish just anyway?
Well, I mean, you know, good catfish is good.
Okay.
Most catfish is average. Bad catfish will ruin you. For a while, and this was just a piece of bad catfish.
So. Oh, my goodness.
So let's see. So we've got that. A landmark decision yesterday in the courts of Kansas. We'll have that for you. And they've come out with this year's party schools, and we have a new number one.
Really?
Forget those football ratings. We've got number one party school.
I saw the list.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find a fight song.
Uh-huh.
Info.
Nation.
Yeah, because we do need that. Now, we may need to make up words for it, too, that would be appropriate for their new title.
What can you rhyme with bourbon?
Yeah.
Not much rhymes with vodka or jello shots.
Hey, are you any good at coming up with new ideas?
Actually, I'm quite good at anticipating the needs of others. I know what you're thinking.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for. You see, I need...
A bologna sandwich?
No,
Ball bearings?
No, I'm having trouble.
With your hair?
No, finding a good
job.
Do you know of a...
Plumber?
No, any websites for jobs?
Yeah. Like Aggieland, helpwanted.com.
What do they do?
They list hundreds of local jobs.
Wow, that's really...
A pancake.
No, great.
Anybody could have told you that.
What's wrong with my hair?
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like the Sleep Station, Thrive Home Healthcare, and Prosperity Bank. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
good morning. It's 6:19, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, let's go. Oh, yeah, push those buttons, and everything will work now. It's August the 2nd, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. And you know what? If I hadn't just dropped all my birthdays right on the floor, everything would be fine. Hold on a second.
All right. He's reaching down.
Got it. Oh, boy. Right. That could have gotten nasty. Yeah, there you go. Peter O'Toole. His birthday is today. He's 79 years old.
Hey, Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah, there you go.
Some other stuff.
There you go. Director Wes Cravens is 72 years old. One of the Lennon sisters, Kathy Lennon, is 68 years old.
Bet you couldn't pick her out
today.
Of a crowd.
Nah,
I mean, if you just put
not.
A crowd of Lennons there, I bet you couldn't even pick her out.
Crowd
I'd
of
pick
Lennons.
Nikolai every time.
Yeah. There you go. actress Joanna Cassidy turned 66 years old today. Butch Patrick from the Munsters.
It's Eddie.
It'd be little Eddie Munster. He's 58 years old today.
Not so little anymore.
Yeah. No. Actress Victoria Jackson.
He married, real quick. He apparently married some woman who he met at one of those.
Like a fan convention?
Yeah, one of those fan convention things. Yeah.
Dear.
Yeah. That don't think it lasted, but, you know,
well,
I can't imagine.
Just saying.
Yeah. I would have thought it would have. Victoria Jackson was on Saturday Night Live. She's 52 years old today. From Men in Trees and Hope and Gloria, actress Cynthia Stevenson turns 49. Mary Louise Parker, the actress, turns 47 years old today.
Ooh, that's, she's on that Weed show.
She stars in that, doesn't she?
She is.
Easy boy.
She's a good-looking woman.
Sam Worthington, the actor, turns 35 years old. Edward Furlong is 34. He's an actor. And the actress...
he was the little kid in Terminator.
The second Terminator.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he has his demons that he battles,
I was
going to
say, he kind of went south after, so many kid stars do.
That's right. And actress Halle Eisenberg is 19. Her brother is Jesse Eisenberg, who was in that Social Network, of course, starred in that. Judge Lance Ito, remember him from the O.J. Simpson trial, is 61 years old today.
Why didn't he get a TV gig? You know,
I don't know.
He didn't have the personality.
But still, he looks at Judge Judy every day and shakes his
head. Yes, that could have been me.
Could have been a contender.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got.
Did you say Max Wright?
Nope.
From ALF?
No, I didn't say that. Max Wright from ALF.
Okay. Well, now both of us did.
And I probably won't next year either.